It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, look at us.
Look at us.
Look at you.
Look at us.
Look at me.
We did it.
Look at y'all.
We did it. We made it through a full week together on this show, DZ, and that's my little... Well, wait. We didn't make it through a full show. It's not 10 o'clock yet.
I was going to say.
Or a full week. We made it through Thursday. We got to get through Friday now, but we're here. We're here.
We are here, technically. In all technicalities, we are here.
So what if we're a hot mess? We're here. Little victories are about finding the positive in the day because we're rooting for you. We're rooting for something good to happen.
That part.
Right?
That part. And what's yours?
So, is that I was able to make it through the week on the radio with you from Florida.
Yeah.
Is that I didn't have to miss any work because that stresses me out too. You know how that is.
I feel that.
And some people love to miss work. Not us.
Not us, man. Different time zones and like throws you into different mindsets. And honestly, missing work isn't for us because we enjoy our jobs.
Thank you. And we like giving them the show. So the little victory is
we were able to
do the show all week. I mean, the fact that we have the resources to make this happen is amazing. And then I'm going to fly back tonight. So because my kids, I wish I could stay with my mom, but my kids have no parent if I don't get back.
Kind of crazy how when you want to take care of your parents, but you are a parent, it becomes apparent that you got priorities.
Basically, if I don't get home, they're going to be living alone and they cannot be living alone.
I mean, I'll check in on them on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they got food and water in the bowl.
They would have the time of their life. What's your little victory, DZ?
Well, man, my little victory is that being Friday, it's a big Friday because vice reform needs to be 100% green today.
Ooh, is this the color for the playoffs?
Yeah, I was going to say, what I mean is not that we're doing any recycling initiative. That's Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer reform stuff. That's different stuff. That's different. That's different.
SC Johnson.
SC Johnson, a family company.
Thank you. They're the ones who worry about recycling.
TM. Not TMI. Anyway, stop it, bro. Stop it. My little victory is that today, it really is, it's a green out inside of Pfizer Forum. Everybody that's coming to the game.
I can't stop thinking about you going TM.
TM. With the hand circle?
Okay. So,
everybody,
tonight
absolutely,
at Pfizer, where were we?
Everybody in the, man, everybody that's going to the game, everybody that's going to be anywhere close, Deer District, anybody that's going to be anywhere in the vicinity of Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, anybody that's within the sound of our voices in the Wisconsin area and all around.
Wear green.
Needs to be in green. Doesn't matter the
shade.
Green
is the color for playoffs. Okay, guess what? I have something to tell you.
It's the color for tonight. For tonight.
I know, but I'm in Florida. I got up and I got dressed.
What's up? You're in green!
What are the odds?
The odds are that it's the world aligning.
What are the odds?
Oh, we're in green, baby. You sat there all this time and you didn't tell me you were in green? Let's go, baby. Let's go, Bucks. It's game day today.
Kiss FM. Hi, it's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So DZ and I were just saying earlier in Little Victories that the color that you're supposed to be putting on this morning as you're getting dressed is green for the day for the Bucks playoffs game.
Correct.
And ironically, I put on green.
I
didn't know that. So it's meant to be. We're having a good day.
And it does not matter whether it's Bucks gear or not. I don't care the shade and neither does the
Bucks
team.
This is green.
And
weirdly enough, it's forest green, like I'm meant to be on, you know?
Which is perfect, but it could be any green except Celtics green, okay? How about that? As long as it's not any other team's green, we good, baby.
Received.
Any green counts, any shade counts, do you, as long as we cheering for the Bucks today, y'all.
What time is the Bucks game?
The Bucks game, I believe, is a 7 o'clock. You know,
7
be there.
Playoff. All right, perfect. All right, go Bucks. That's all I got to say about that.
Wepa.
We made it to Friday. It is April 25th, everybody. We're almost through April. It's unbelievable.
Almost.
I'm happy, though, because I'm ready for May, Memorial Day, summer. Let's go, baby.
Nah, I second that, actually. Yeah, I'm big ready for it.
Seriously, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we made it today, and we've got dumpster fire dating. Did I meet a man in Florida?
You got a Florida man that's not in the news?
I'm not saying I didn't.
Ooh.
I'm not saying I did, but I'm not saying I didn't.
Ooh.
And our last chance, Wiz Khalifa today. We're sending you to see him at the rave. That's after Am I the Jerk this morning.
Big that. All that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we busy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we start with the question of the day. You ready to go? It's Friday. Let's do this, DZ.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay. So, DZ, you woke up this morning. This is hypothetical, by the way.
Okay.
This isn't real. No. This is the question of the day. We got to think about this.
All right.
You wake up today, and the last 20 years were a dream. Wait, if you're not 20, just say 10, okay? The last 20 years were a dream. What's the first thing that you're doing?
Change the math to apply.
If you're younger than 20, just whatever. Okay, but you woke up today and the last 20 years were a dream. What's the first thing you're doing? DZ, go.
Oh, man.
So you're 31. What is that? Are you actually 11 or did all the stuff in the last 20 years not happen?
No, yeah, you're actually 11. Or I'd be 11. Turning 12.
So you would be. So you wake up and it's 20 years ago?
Wow, that's such a crazy.
Is that what you're saying?
That's such a wild time in my life. Like, and not wild, like, dude, like a lot of nonsense and craziness was happening, but it's such a pivotal point for a young man. 12, you know, turning 12, 11 turning 12, the cusp of, you know, young manhood in the early preteen ages.
Yep.
And wow, I remember so much about that and don't want to remember so much at the same time, man.
Right.
I think the first thing I would have done if I were to wake up is go get my little sister and take her outside.
What do you mean?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I would beat the brakes up. I feel like, you know, me and my little sister, we spent a lot of time together, but we didn't spend enough time outside playing together. And one of the fondest memories I have of 11 turning 12 is taking my little sister to the park, playing with her, enjoying the day when we could. And I'm thinking, like, today's gonna be a nice day, right? So I'm going, I would have taken my little sister outside and we would have hung out more. We would have played more. And I just think we would have been more active.
How old? Wait, what's your 8 years? Apart.
Yes.
So she would have been little.
She
so if you're 11 or 12, yeah. She would have been little.
Just
you would
little,
have spent
little.
More time with your little sister. Is that what you're saying?
In the early days, because now we're closer, right? But I think I would have really like taken to my little sister because it was just me and her in the house at that point, right? As far as siblings goes, I think me and her would have spent more time outside. I would have not necessarily taken her under my wing more because that is my that is my youngin', but we would have played more. I would have watched her play more. I would have watched the world through her eyes more because now as a father, I really truly get to enjoy that. As a child, none of that made sense to me. But seeing how my kids are perceiving the world and watching them learn, I would have loved to have seen that with my little sister. And now this is my old man understanding of the world now. But I just woke up and I'm only 11, not 31. Bruh.
That's crazy.
Mind blown. What about you?
Well, if I woke up and the last 20 years were a dream, I would not be where I'm at today. Okay. So I'd be just now getting to Kiss FM. I would be moving to this job.
You'd be a baby.
I'd be a baby. I'd be 15. I'm 25.
Freshly 18.
I'd be 25.
Okay.
And I would probably, the first thing I would do is have a talk with myself, probably.
What kind of talk?
About how I proceed in the next 20 years at work. Because even though we've watched how much it's evolved with women, like I've talked about how when I, you know, moved here and started at Kiss, I'll never forget like one of the guys on the morning show being like, you can just read the news and be quiet. And we'll handle this. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, big dog.
And of course I didn't listen, but not the point, you know?
Good.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have told myself to advocate for myself more. And then I think about it and I go, but then if I did that, the last 20, I wouldn't be where I am, right?
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to really change anything. I would just tell myself to, you know, stick up for myself more, advocate for myself more. Don't get married probably is the other thing.
Stand 10 toes a little bit more on business.
Have your children, but just be in a relationship.
Who says you got to get married, girl? Not me.
It's the only thing. So, I mean, the question is, you woke up today and the last 20 years were a dream. What's the first thing you're doing? I think I would just talk to my younger self.
Yeah.
Just be like, girl.
Listen.
Don't let these boys railroad you. You're not going to in the end, but don't let them.
And here's the quick pick for Friday.
Be stronger in the beginning.
Yes. And here's the pick three. And the Mega Millions for next month, my boy.
Amen.
Hey, next month, not this month, next month. This is going to hit.
414-533-1037. You are so funny. I'm going to open the text. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Anna in Milwaukee said, I would just be graduating, so I would have told myself to choose a different college or major.
I feel you. Okay.
Yeah. So the question of the day today is, you wake up and the last 20 years were a dream. What's the first thing you're doing?
Which is a wild concept, to like wake up and go, the last 20 years were a what?
Were what? And so a lot of people are texting in what they would tell their younger selves. Like Daryl and Racine texted and he said, I go back and tell myself how toxic my family is so I could cut them off earlier.
Ooh.
And start the healing process earlier. Yes.
Snaps for that. Yes, sir.
And then Ming in Milwaukee texted and said, so when you wake up, would you work to be a better you today, or would you try to change and take a different route? No, I'd do the same thing.
Isn't both one and the same?
Yeah, I would think you do.
Right? Wouldn't both be one and the same?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
You know, because unless you're trying to cause a canon event, unless you believe in the canon event, yeah, I'd try to change my life for the better, 100%.
Let's go to Nick in Waukesha this morning, see what he's going to say. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Nicholas.
Hey.
Bienvenido.
Hey, Nick. Two questions. Well, first one is, why do you call Waukesha Waukesha? I just have to ask you that real quick. I wonder this every day.
This is true.
It's just how I was always taught how to say it.
You know it's wrong, right?
I'm sure it is.
He said, that's fine.
It's not Waukesha, it's Waukesha.
We call it Waukesha anyways, because everybody out here talks about everybody else's business. It doesn't matter.
So he's teaching his daughter to call it the right petty way.
Now it makes sense. Okay, Nick, I just had to ask that. It's been bugging me. Okay, Nick, now the real question of the day is, 20 years, the last 20 years were a dream. What are you doing first?
Well, that was about the time I just graduated from the military, so I just got out of basic and AIT, so I probably would have, maybe gone through my divorce a little bit faster and knowing what I know now.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
I would have left that hoe sooner.
He said, well, to be real with you, I would have cut the tie sooner. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
That's funny.
I definitely would have did life a lot different. I know that. I probably would have just sat down and had a nice long talk with myself and, like Ellie said, and, planned out life a little bit different, you know, had a little bit better of a outcome than what it is right now.
How does the talk start?
Yeah, that's true.
I would think, honestly, it would be like, if this was just a dream, be like, this is probably the most realistic dream I've ever had. So it's got to mean something. So let's try to figure out, like, what we did wrong in the dream and what we could definitely do better.
I'd start taking notes.
We have to improve ourselves, but I mean, the butterfly effect, you never know.
Here's the thing though, Nick, you could go back and you could say, I know so much better now, but then life wouldn't be life, right? Like, you wouldn't have gone through all these lessons. You wouldn't have learned all these things. You wouldn't be who you are, right? So if we went back and said, do this, like, you just wouldn't even be the person you are.
To be real though, like, I feel like by the age that we all were, a lot of the events that shaped us into who we were, especially as children, have already happened.
Yeah.
You know? So some of those events wouldn't have changed much about the outcome of how I or who I am as a person.
You still would have been toxic is what we're getting at, Nick. It wouldn't have mattered.
Bye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
I love you guys.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
DZ. A little birdie told me that part of the problem today has to do with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you doing, Deep Sign? I'm the one that should be...
I don't see the problem here, but okay. What's going on, DZ? What's your issue today? Well,
right now, it might not be a problem, but who knows, tomorrow or the next day or the next 10, 15 years.
What would DZ use turning into? DZ's got problems, y'all.
It's turning into a Help DZ segment for real. For real, for real, bro.
It's your own fault you got this many issues.
I guess. I did it to myself for having children.
I love it.
Blame me and Aaron.
Well, if there's anything we like to do, it's act like we know everything and give you advice. So what's the problem, DZ?
Well, I don't know everything, and I don't know how to stop this, because I'm
me
like...
Me neither, but I act like I do. What's the problem?
Hear me out. Fine, I'll tell you the problem.
What's the problem?
The issue is our 3-year-old, soon to be 4-year-old, actually. Wow. Whew, Sammy.
Sammy? What's wrong?
Young samurai, man. He is a little rambunctious, flirtatious son of a gun.
So?
The other day, man, for the last 2 days now, consistently, bruh, if we are out and about, whether, I'll just give you the story. We were in the McDonald's drive-thru the other day. Shout out to the McDonald's in Bayview, gang, gang. We pull up quite often, and they know us. They know our kids. We were in the drive-thru saying hello, as we usually do. Hey, y'all, how's it going? Wepa, wepa.
Back again for lunch, because daddy ain't cooking.
I got the boys with me. Hey, everybody. Hey,
when my kids were little, we got to know the McDonald's people very well.
Y'all got my 13 cookies. Happy Meal Central.
So you're in McDonald's. I don't understand. What did Sammy do?
Waiting for our food when all of a sudden I hear from the back seat where Sammy is, roll my window down, papa. So I roll the window down. He wants to say hi also. Very, very personable young man.
Of course.
He's talking, chatting it up with the drive-thru people, the ladies, the young man, all that. When the young lady comes, hands us our food, he goes, oh, gracias, mwah. And he blows her a kiss. He looks at me.
She gave him French fries, dude. Of course he blew her a kiss. He's a smart kid.
Blew her a kiss and was like, mwah. Tells her to have a good day. And then he tells me to roll up the window. Yep.
Well, you always do say you used to have game, DZ.
He made that young lady blush, bro. She's like a whole, I don't know, 17, 18-year-old kid that maybe young, maybe older. I don't know. Actually, kid had tattoos, so had to be at least 18.
Again, I don't see the problem.
But, fast forward 2 seconds later, she turns around, tells the other ladies inside. They rush to the window now.
They're like,
oh. Hi. So this man starts blowing kisses at all these people. I'm like, Sammy, you're embarrassing me. What are you doing? Where are you getting this from? Because I guarantee you it is not me, my boy. I've never blown anybody a kiss in my life.
He's flirting, and he's doing the amateur thing where he's flirting with everybody in front of everybody else. See, he hasn't learned fully yet, but let him live, DZ.
He did it to the TJ Maxx lady yesterday. She was just helping us check out, and he goes, bye. Mwah.
Well, so then where did he learn this from, DZ? If he didn't learn it from you, where did he learn to flirt?
I'm getting ready to ask Aaron some questions.
Both looking at each other going, who the hell are you flirting with in front of our kid? Like,
oh, God, though, because at this rate.
That is so funny. You and Aaron both turned the other way. Where did he learn this?
But we find it cute. We think it's adorable.
He's adorable.
He sees it in media. Like, you know, me and mom do flirt around our house and whatnot.
It's cute when little boys and girls do the cute little flirt stuff. It's cute till a certain age.
It's not going to be cute really soon, though. And in my opinion, I think we got to teach him how to actually delineate who it's okay to blow kisses to, because realistically to us, it's okay to blow kisses at mom, it's okay to blow kisses at grandma, it's okay to blow kisses at titis, all of them, you included.
Thank you.
That's about that, though.
That's it. No strangers.
And he's going to school next year, right? And we're teaching boundaries. And I think as a child learning boundaries, that is a boundary, right? Like when you teach a child the boundaries of personal space and private areas, that's one boundary. But I also think that there's a little personal bubble that comes with, right, just being, I don't know, flirtatious.
I think you're tripping.
Am I?
You're tripping, and I'm going to tell you why.
Well, he's my first kid, so I don't know.
I know. I think you're tripping, but I'm going to tell you why next. Because DZ wants to know what he should do about Sammy flirting. Sammy is 3. He's going to be 4 in July. Mm-hmm. He's the cutest thing ever, you guys. So whatever. It's adorable. It is the cute. He's cute without the blow the kiss, right? So then add the blow the kiss and it's over, man. And so now he's got all the ladies at McDonald's, you know. Woo!
And they're encouraging it. That's the thing. It's being encouraged. And we're going, we get it. It's cute. We get it. But at the same time, when 4 turns 40, blowing kisses at ladies ain't cute, Papa.
Let me say this. Hudson used to wink at everybody.
Oh, God.
Everybody.
Oh,
and it was the cutest thing. I have videos of it. I have 25,000 videos of this kid winking at me.
And they're all
great. It's hysterical. And I'm going to tell you what that turned into next.
I have
some advice for you.
Say less. Okay. Say less.
Okay. And then we'll talk to everybody else too. Hold on.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ thinks it's an issue that his 3-year-old, Sammy, almost 4, is flirting too much with people that he doesn't know, like women in the drive-thru. And I think it's adorable, but okay. So your concern is what?
Bruh.
That he's going to be inappropriate as he gets older, or what? What's the concern? And then I'm going to tell you what I think before we go to the phones.
I guess it's a two-part concern, right? One is that he's going to be inappropriate as he gets older, which we want to obviously curb. He's a child now, and it's cute, yada, yada. But two, where is he learning this from that somebody's telling him it's okay to blow kisses at people because it's not me and it's not his mother? This isn't behaviors that we exude in public. Now, we're cutesy with each other, but we're not out here blowing kisses at strangers, bruh. So where are you picking this up from?
Oh, you're not worried about him. You're worried about who's teaching it to him.
who's giving you this guidance, my boy? Because, yes, I used to have game, but you were never a part of that endeavor. So where you're picking up my game from ain't from me, my boy. Like, let me.
That is a good question. Like, where is he getting the blow kisses from? But you're also assuming, I know you're around him because you're his parents, but
yeah.
they do have influences from other places. People.
TV.
And things
right,
you
sure.
won't even know about. Like, you won't even be in the room. Maybe grandma taught him and you don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I get it, which is why I'm going, yeah. Where's the advice? What am I doing? Tell me what y'all are thinking, because obviously as parents, this is our first child, right? So
we
are experiencing this for the first time. And as wise as I may seem sometimes, I am dumb.
You're not dumb. You're not dumb.
I'm dumb when it comes to parenting some days. I'll tell you what.
You're not dumb, but we all have different concerns. Some are rational.
Yeah.
Some are irrational.
Yep.
We all have some irrational fears as parents, and we have some irrational fears, and they're all different. Like, I never worried about this kind of stuff. You, I can always sense, because we've talked about it, worry about trafficking and all these kinds of things, which are fair, right? Or kidnapping. Those things never worried me. I worried about other weird stuff. We all worry about our things, right? And it could happen. I'm not saying it's not irrational. But you never know.
You never know.
A lot of it's irrational. So you're going, oh my God, like, what is this going to lead to? And
we don't want anybody to get offended either, right?
I get it. Nobody's going to get offended by your three-year-old.
Well, not a three-year-old.
He's cute. But Hudson, this is my story, winked at everybody. I have videos of it. It's hysterical.
Okay.
And then one day it just stopped. Like, they grow out of it because they do. He might have been 5 or 6 still doing it because they're still babies.
They are.
They don't get it. Like, they don't cross that threshold to an older mind, in my opinion, until 3rd grade. That's 3rd and 4th is when you start noticing they start maturing. Little puberty starts dipping into some of them. Like, you start noticing they go from baby to a little bit older mentality, the teen, right? It's 3rd or 4th in my opinion.
3rd or 4th when they start thinking differently, if you will.
And that's when you're like, oh, okay, chill out. Now, that being said, Hudson winked at everybody and they loved it. And look, he was one of the first kids to ask a girl to be his girlfriend in 5th grade.
That is true, though.
So maybe I was part of the problem, is where I was going with this. But that being said, I think
I'm overthinking it. I should take a step
overthinking,
back.
Overthinking, and I think it's cute. And I think that if he's still doing it when he's like 7 or 8, you can be like, yeah. Like, chill out. You know what I mean? He's still such a baby. I don't know. Or does that weird you out that he's a baby doing it? Does that weird you out more that he's a baby?
No, I wouldn't say it weirds me out. It just, it makes us wonder. As parents, we're going, well, I guess, where did he see that, though? Right? It's the curiosity of where is that learned behavior from? Because he's definitely, like, a very expressive young man. He's not shy by any degree.
Well, of course, but neither are we. He's not looking at you and your wife.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But that being said, we're also not out here blowing kisses at people, so it's like, all right, where's this from, and what?
Somebody texted in, said, boy got natural riz, such a ladies man. And then Tito in Milwaukee texted in and said, game is in the DNA, he was just born with it. And then, oh, listen to this. Somebody said, do you and Aaron give kisses goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but those are legitimate kisses. Like, we don't blow each other kisses. It's not like, mwah, arrivederci, mi amore. Like, we will physically go up, and I even go up, and I'm affectionate with them. I'll give them a kiss, a hug, I'll dap them up. I love you boys, all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we're not affectionate.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the phones, and I just want to say, Paige kind of texted in what I was trying to get at in South Milwaukee. She said, my son came up to a little girl and rubbed her chest because she had on a sequin shirt. You know.
Not okay.
But he didn't know because they're little. You know what I mean? They don't understand. They're not even thinking about boobs. That's what I'm getting at.
Obviously
not. He's touching her shirt, you know.
And going, ooh, if it's a flippogram shirt. Wow.
And then it flipped the picture. And he's like, ooh.
Ooh, wow. And it's shiny. Yeah, of course.
Totally. All right, let's start with Ryan in Calabama. Who's got littles like you?
Oh, Lord.
AKA Caledonia, but he calls it Calabama.
Mayor of Calabama.
He wishes.
Good morning from the mayor of Calabama.
Well, the only people that voted for him was him and his wife, but
his wife did not vote for him. Don't you put that on her.
Actually,
do not put that on her. She will There will be no mayor of Calabama anytime soon if you put that on her.
It was a split vote, and it went to the electoral. She unfortunately lost, bro.
Well, exactly. Ryan, how old is Emerson now?
Emerson's 5, Faith is 3.
Okay, so how do you feel about this? Are you on DZ's side? Like, he's worried about them blowing kisses. What should he do?
I hate to be a part in the bad news, but you're a little too far ahead of the game.
What do you mean?
Just let it be. They're innocent.
They're too innocent. Little.
He has no idea what's going on. Let him do his thing. Like, I have to do the same thing. I step on Emerson's toes all the time when he does something like this. And I'm like, I got to remember, he's 5. He don't know any better.
There's no context.
Remember, Faith is 3. Okay. Yeah, there's no context.
Like, there's no sexual or anything context. When I'm
applying it.
There's none of it. Yeah, you're an adult.
Because I'm seeing the intention of flirt, right? Like, think of the process of him telling me to roll the window down, talk, blows a kiss, and then directs me to roll the window up. That's game.
Do you know what he's doing, though? And Ryan will agree with me. He's getting a positive reaction. He's getting
He's learning.
Every time Hudson winked at people, it'd be like, ah! And he loved that
he's
positive. He's a performer.
His little kid's a natural performer.
Sammy's probably similar to that, where you're getting everyone's going, oh, so then you do it more.
And he's inspired to do it again and get another, oh.
They think you're cute.
Oh, Lord.
The world needs more of that right now.
Okay.
We need more positive.
I'm being a hover homie is what you're saying. I'm literally being a helicopter homie.
Kind of.
You'd be a helicopter homie.
Well, let's see. We got more people on the phone.
Okay. All right. Heard, Ryan. Heard for sure.
But I agree with Ryan.
Let it go.
It's too early.
And
yeah,
Allie,
there's no context.
I'm with Hudson pulling that fifth grade girlfriend off. I'm with that. I was there. I did it.
He said, and look at him now. The mayor of Calabama. The places, the places you'll go.
Let your boy be. Let your boy be.
He's already single again, so it's fine. All right. Bye, Ryan.
Love y'all.
Love, man. Wepa, peace.
All right. Let's go to, should we go to Saucy?
Oh, snap. Back to
Lord help us. She's got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. Saucy.
Yeah, hey there. Hey, my friends.
Okay, Ryan says that he's overthinking it. I kind of think he is too. Sammy's 3, and he's blowing kisses to everybody. And DZ's like, "Yo, you're making it weird around here."
Okay, but hear me out. As parents, it is wholly and solely our responsibility to teach them. So every single moment, everything he does, I'm looking at it as a teaching opportunity. Is this something for me to teach
100%
or not? Right.
I agree. However, Mr. Projector,
you can't control all that
stuff.
You're
projecting your feelings onto that. In him, it's all innocence. Leave that boy in his riz alone, okay?
Yeah.
It creates lead character energy is what it is. You know, and if you're really worried about it, then you need to just sit down and explain to him in his words, like, hey, it can be unsafe for you to be doing things like that at your young age.
Okay.
You shouldn't be doing things like that. But he has no intent.
He's got zero intent.
He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Intent on it.
I guess, and I'm thinking, like, my boy, I'm not out here blowing kisses at people. That's inappropriate. But it's me saying, if I was, like, that's how I would teach him. If I was blowing kisses at people, it'd be inappropriate.
So do you hear what Saucy's saying? You're projecting your own stuff onto him.
It means nothing.
There's no, like, you're
we're
putting,
not
it's
the
very
same person.
Innocent. It means nothing. And then Samantha texted in and said, DZ, Sammy blowing a kiss is like you waving. And then right below that, somebody texted in and said, doesn't he watch Encanto?
He does watch Encanto.
Isn't that little boy on there always flirting and blowing kisses at people? I haven't seen Encanto in a minute. Is there a little boy in there who blows kisses? I don't remember that.
Not really.
I'm going to see it again now.
Okay, anything that your kids are going to watch, I mean, think about it. They have the phone. They're on the YouTube. There's so many things that your kids are going to watch.
Yeah, right. Just at daycare even, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
3 years old.
There might be another kid at daycare who blows kisses, and it's cute, and he just, that's it.
And he saw one person react to a blown kiss and was like, oh, I'm about to blow kisses all day then. Oh, y'all like that? Say less.
Oh, somebody said, you're both doing amazing as parents, but you have to give him space to grow into his own personality and learn lessons for himself, too. Imagine what he'll be thinking or feeling later on in life, knowing that every single thing he did, you felt the need to react to it in one way or another. Well, that's parenting.
Exactly.
He's an individual.
You got to remember that. He's an individual. He is not you. He does not come from your intent.
That's right. And he's not married.
Thank God. Thank God he's 3. He's 3.
And we live in America. So, you know.
All right, Saucy. Thank you.
Much love. Bye, Sauce. Hey, bro.
Last but not least, Adrian wants to say something. It better be good. Because Adrian, have we talked you off the ledge?
Wepa.
Have we talked you off the ledge?
I think you guys got me by the hand, man. But let Adrian help me take the last step.
Look, take a back seat, man. You'll know when it's time to have the right talks with him. Trust me. My son's in the back seat right now.
Okay.
He just turned 4 this past weekend.
Wepa, happy belated.
By the way, somebody texted in and said it's Moana, not Encanto. Okay. That they're talking
absolutely.
About.
And that's the thing. You got to look at all the movies that we watch, that they watch, everything that people interact with them, everything else. You kind of have to take that back seat.
Mm.
It's just them being impressionable. They see something, they're going to do it. Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey
and
see,
don't
monkey
you think,
do for
Adrian,
real.
It's the reaction they're getting? Like, it's the,
absolutely.
It, that's
absolutely.
What Hudson did. He people because, thought it was cute, so he kept doing it because he got cute. People loved it.
He sure
you
did.
Know?
Oh, what, yeah. The second he did it twice, and then he did it at he's another like, store. Oh. Oh, he's blowing kisses at everybody
they love
now.
It. I'm going to keep but doing
see,
it.
That's, like,
love
that's
it.
Like my son. That's like my son, right? He'll go walk up to his mom, give her a hug, and then kiss her. Who does he see do that?
You.
Dad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to take that back seat. Now, when we know that time has come to like, okay, now I have to say something, you're going to know.
Okay. All
that's
right.
It.
I'll know.
And on that note, I need a special request for the little man.
What's up?
50 Cent, P-I-N-P.
Ah, he said,
knock it off.
He said, you got to play 50 now because
Adrian,
that's my voice. Bye, Adrian.
No. Bye.
Love, man.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this text, and then we'll wrap it up. Heather
I don't know
Waterford.
What you heard about me.
You got the pimp walk. I mean, it does make sense. Anyway,
I'm Heather the one with the limp, not Sammy.
Heather in Waterford said, DZ.
What?
Oh, no, this isn't Heather in Waterford. I'm sorry. This is somebody else. DZ, the opposite of love is hate. Let that baby spend a little love. Aww.
Ooh, thank you. I need to hear
that was a good one. Shout out to the Milwaukee Public Market. DZ, get this. It was named the number one best public market in the United States for the second year in a row, thanks to USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Go, Milwaukee Public Market.
Ding, 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 ding. I seen it.
You know what? Ironically, I spent my birthday at the public market last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Not that when we went to Hibachi, but
no.
I went with my friends and we went to the St. Paul Fish Company, and I had a huge thing of shrimp cocktail, and it was the best night ever.
I mean, honestly, what better night can you think of? Beautiful downtown.
Tiki
bar. Little tiki bar. You could bop around wherever. Head inside, and there's a plethora of options. All of the smells and aromas. You could walk out with a gift package. You could find a little corner,
vendors.
A little coffee shop. Mm.
You guys, 18. That's 18 stores in one. Think
jam-packed.
About that. 18 vendors, and it's so cool. Like, I love visiting. You can go get spices, the bakery, all the different. If you don't go there for lunch once in your life, you're not living, okay?
Yeah. No,
they have seating upstairs. There's tables.
That people don't know about. That they're like, what?
Don't even know about.
There's tables up there?
Yeah, you buy food, you go sit upstairs. It's like a food court, but even better. So, shout out.
But better. It's like a food court, but better.
It is.
It's the Milwaukee Public Market, and it's the number one in the world. Mm-hmm. 2 years running, son.
Yeah.
And you know what you should be doing today?
Going to the Milwaukee Public Market and wearing green when
you're there. That part.
Yeah. Well, you got to wear green because the Bucks playoff game is tonight, and the color is green today, everybody, for the city.
Everybody in green today, no matter what you're doing, baby. It's game 3 of the playoffs, round 1, first game inside of Milwaukee, so we got to show out. Everybody.
So, yeah, I'm loving today. We were named the number one public market in the country,
mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Public Market, and we got a Bucks playoff game tonight, and we're wearing green. It's a good day in Milwaukee, and it's Friday.
That's fine.
Which means dumpster fire dating's coming up.
Oh, yeah. But before.
Am I the jerk is first? You ready to go?
I don't think so.
Let's go.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so DZ showed me this video of this guy proposing to his girlfriend, and it is the most awkward proposal.
Big awkward.
I've ever seen. They're on a dock. With what, friends and family?
You could tell that it's friends and family, for sure.
Oh my gosh, friends and family. And he's trying to propose. He's down on a knee, and she's being distracted by somebody else.
100% a setup distraction.
And all of a sudden, he taps her because he's down on a knee, so he grabs her hand to try to propose, but she's got her back to him. And she doesn't know he's about to propose and he's on a knee, so she swats at him, You know, like when someone's like a kid tries to grab
mom,
you,
and, mommy, mom, mommy,
and you
mommy,
swat them away.
Stop it! So, I'm talking to an adult right now.
So the guy's on his knees, ready to propose, and she swats him away, having no idea he's ready to propose behind her, and he does it again.
Mind you, she's invested in the distraction conversation. So the lady that she's talking to is just like, "Oh yeah, no, we'll do
Look
this."
Look at this fish, and she's very
what
invested
fish?
In the fish. And while he's trying to propose, she doesn't care. She's like, oh, what? They're showing me something. Leave me alone.
Stop. Jeffrey, I'm trying to look at the fish.
That's exactly the way she reacted.
Yep.
So when she finally turns around and sees he's on his knees ready to propose, it's so awkward because he doesn't want to propose anymore. You can tell that he's uncomfortable because she's yelling at him. She doesn't, like, it's so awkward.
Everyone you see in the camera angle is awkward almost, going like, oh, yikes.
So what does he do? She turns around and he goes, will you marry me? And she goes, yeah. And they hug and it's just the most awkward. It's so uncomfortable to watch.
And the video cuts off.
And then it cuts off. So, long story short, he's trying to propose. She's the distraction of looking at a fish or something. She swats him away. And then when she finally turns around, it's too awkward at that point. He shouldn't even have proposed.
And what's wild
is he should have just dropped it and moved on.
I know my man's probably had some like big speech, something to say like, baby, you're my rock. You're my world. You're my this. You're my that. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. His heart was beating out
no,
of his chest.
Don't.
I've
you
been
don't.
There. I've Trust me, I've been there proposing, right? Like,
what
you're thinking,
do you mean?
I got to make it perfect. I got to say something beautiful. I got to say something amazing.
Is that the pressure like men feel about it?
Well, I did. I don't know about anybody. Yeah. I can only speak
you
for
probably
my own.
Do.
But I'd assume that he was feeling the pressure of you're in front of family, you're in front of people, you're in front of anybody proposing to somebody. That's why a lot of people choose to propose in private, not around anybody. It's
I was
pressure.
A private girl. I was like, do not do this in front of anybody ever.
Because,
I'll die.
Because it's pressure, right? And the guy's the one on the knee going, will you be my bride? La, 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 tra, la, la.
And if you're going to have a wedding, you can share all that in front of everybody at the wedding.
True.
You don't have to do it at the proposal. A lot of people propose in front of family and friends. So that's not the argument. The question is he the jerk for what, proposing or the way he proposed?
I mean, is he the jerk for, I guess,
continuing on
lacking in the love, because he just cut it off. Like, he really was just like, hey, Allie, will you marry me?
It was like that, but she was yelling at him. What was he supposed to do?
I mean, she was not
he
giving
didn't
him
have a choice.
Wasn't giving him the time of day to save his life, right? But he still wanted to propose. I think the endeavor of having everybody there, the fact that he was already on the knee, even though it got awkward, he was like, man, I'm going to be the jerk if I don't propose now, even though I don't really want to no more.
You know what the problem is? By the time couples get engaged, they're too far in. They know each other well enough, whereas only these fantasy, you know, ones would happen to people that you've just started dating. You know what I mean?
The storybook proposals?
Yeah, in reality, if you're really ready to marry someone, you're yelling at each other. You're swatting. That's some real partnership stuff, but we don't put that on display for proposals. We pretend like everything's perfect.
Dude, Aaron didn't even want to go to our proposal.
Where did you propose?
So I had a job interview in Madison at the time.
Okay.
Fred, you know, had recently graduated college, whatever. We had been together for a number of years and we're like, okay, cool. And I wanted her to come with me because I was like, I don't really dress up super often and I want to take her somewhere nice and do something nice. So I was like, let's go get lunch when we're out in Madison. Come with me, right? Just come with me for this, you know, for this long drive.
It was a setup.
It was a setup. But the setup was after this, you know, interview that I knew I wasn't going to take, we was going to take her out to a nice lunch, propose, whatever. Wrenches got thrown in the plans because she didn't even want to go. She didn't want to get dressed. She was like, I don't want to make the drive. But her family knew I was trying to propose. So they were like, girl, put some jeans on and go. At least do not take the sweats off. Girl, take the sweats off. Mm-hmm. So we had to lateral because she wasn't necessarily in a great mood for the proposal as it was. She was hangry and whatnot. So I ended up proposing in the mall in Madison, pretended that we were looking at the ring again while I already had it in my pocket. So we went into the jewelry store and went, this is the ring, right, baby? This is the ring. And she was like, yeah, that's the ring. And then I was like, no, I think this is the ring. And I turned, you know, she turned around and I had it.
Aww.
I had been, you know, I had already been there earlier. So I had planned it with the workers. So they recorded it for us and all that. It was cute, but it's not what it was like envisioned to be. And it was the pressure of it all. So when it happened, and that's what we went with,
and
it was like,
you didn't even remember it. You probably blacked out.
For the most part, like, because I was all
that's
big
the way
nervous.
I felt when I got proposed to. I don't remember any of it. It's just a blur.
So when it happens and you want to make it so special and it doesn't go the way you plan, like you get awkward and you seize up. So my mans was literally just sitting there cramping on a knee, trying to get his girl's attention, going, hey, hey, Braylin or whatever her name is. Hey, hey, Braylin.
Hey.
And she's over here swatting him away like, stop it. Stop it. I'm busy. You're being annoying. Stop it. You're being
awkward.
Annoying.
He's the jerk for how he proposed is what you're saying. He did not prepare well. You're blaming him. And I think it's interesting. I don't think he's a jerk. He didn't know she was going to. The whole thing's awkward.
I think he could have been prepared. Knowing your partner, I feel like, you know she's going to maybe say something or do something wild, outlandish. You're around probably her family, not yours.
Yeah.
Just let's be honest. So you should have been ready with some type of like rebuttal. Could have made it light. But he genuinely finished the nail in the coffin to make it awkward. To me, that's 100% on him, because he could have saved that by being like, girl, you need to stop for a second. I'm trying to propose to you. You're my rock. You're my girl. He could have saved it, but he didn't.
Kyla in Sheboygan said, the question is he the jerk? What? Hell no. Kyla in Sheboygan. So she's mad that we're asking if he's the jerk.
We ain't going to call her the jerk. She got the ring.
Somebody else texted in. He's not the jerk. She's a jerk. I saw it. She wasn't even excited when she turned around. I've seen people more excited to do their taxes.
Dude.
She seems boring. That's from Steve in Twin Lakes. Yeah. So there's this video that went viral of this guy proposing. His girlfriend didn't know he was going to propose. So she's like swatting at him because she's got her back to him. She's like annoyed. And when she finally turns around, he proposes. It's the most awkward. Like they
lackluster.
Hug and it's over. It's so awkward.
The top comment said, this proposal could have been an email.
Oh, God. It's so bad. So is he the jerk for what, proposing?
Is he the jerk for the way
for
he proposed?
How he proposed
after she reacted? Yeah, I think he is the jerk because he could have saved it. He could have really manned up, and I use this term loosely, but he could have embraced it, spun it, and still made it a beautiful proposal because of the endeavor. He was in front of friends and family. He was in a beautiful location. And rather than saving it, he went, girl, are you going to marry me?
Like, seriously.
Come on,
seriously.
Man. Now I'm fed up. Now I need to go throw a dip in or something. Yeehaw.
414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for the way he proposed? Because it got really awkward with this viral video of this guy proposing. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this video went viral of this guy proposing, and it is so awkward. They're on like a dock surrounded by like family and friends, and they're trying to distract her. And he's trying to propose on one knee, and she's swatting him away because she doesn't realize he's on a knee. She's got her back to him, right?
She's oblivious and doesn't realize that it's a distraction,
so,
and the conversation isn't important. What's important is what's behind her, and that's the man of her life on a knee. And they're young, too, bro. They're no older than 25, max.
So she finally turns around. He goes, will you marry me? She goes, yeah. And it's just the worst. It's
fake
so
happy.
Awkward.
Fake happy.
It's bad.
Cringe.
Let's go to Joe in Milwaukee this morning. He's first up. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Morning, Joe. What you
good
know?
Good morning.
Why
good
did
morning.
You keep... Did I hear right? You said double jerk?
Two-for-one deal.
Two-for-one. He said two birds, one stone.
Why, Joe?
One jerk.
Why?
There's no way this is real.
It is. Dog, it is. I'll send you the video if you need us to.
Have you seen it, Joe? Like, real talk? Have you seen it or no?
I think I've seen one like it.
We got to put it up. We got to put it up.
We got to share it on our IG.
Facebook and Instagram.
Like, no matter what, if she wanted to, she would have turned around and been excited. Like, I feel they shut us up.
He didn't even give her the chance to get excited because that's how fed up he was, bro. I swear, he tapped her, she swatted him, and he went, oh, my God.
Will you marry me? And she goes, yeah. And then, like, he stands up and they hug, and it's just silent.
End video.
It's so bad, Joe. Like, you're
maybe they got 50 years ahead of them.
Hey, it's only up from here?
Looks like a happy couple to me. They're happier. They're happier than most. I mean,
that's just funny. Social interaction in 2025. What's wrong with you?
So wait, he's
there you
a double
go. They
jerk.
They didn't do it on phone.
Double jerk
for proceeding
jerk.
With the proposal.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
Two birds, one jerk. Say less.
He panicked. Right, Joey didn't know what
Friday.
To do.
You too, man. Be blessed,
Bye.
Man. Appreciate you. Wow, double jerk.
All right. Fine. Well, Tori's in Milwaukee. Let's go to him next and see what he thinks. Hi, Tori. Good morning.
Morning, morning. Buenos dias.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Man,
well,
surviving.
Friday.
Better than this
We're
guy.
This guy is not good because his girl, really, this is bad. What do you think, Tori? Jerk or not the jerk?
I don't think he's a jerk, but I think after he tapped her and realized like she was annoyed, I think he kind of lost. I think he lost a little bit of steam with the proposal.
Mm-hmm. He did 100%.
Yeah. I think he could have kept a smile on his face.
Yep.
Still
yep.
showed her that he was excited.
Yep.
But when she swatted his hand, he kind of like
everything went out the window.
Hope. Listen,
everything
yeah.
went out, lost
he
hope.
Still did it. So in the way he's still it. Kind of like he's still kind of like a jerk because he still could have been happy. But him,
you
being
better
a
pick
jerk
a side, Tori.
Don't you be switching mid answer. He said kind of jerky, but no, he said not the jerk.
Hey, it's a most hilarious question.
You're
based
true
on the video.
Fair, not
fair. I guess so.
I ain't gonna take that from you. You're right.
Yeah, that's fair.
But in a nutshell, you're going that he's not the jerk, though.
Look, he got emasculated. Okay. Let's be real. Even though, you know, I love to fight with my men, he got emasculated in front of all of these people, right? As he's about to propose.
Yep.
He's so excited, and she's like, hey, stupid.
Stop annoying
that.
Me. Right.
She's hitting him. You know, it's like so
he
awkward.
He should have realized, like, she don't know what's going on. So her waving her hand is kind of like, you know, she's focused looking on something else. Her waving her hand, it's probably just her being focused
Tori.
On looking at whatever
focused.
They were looking
ADD,
at.
ADD Tori, focused, too, about
it's
nothing
a sign.
Important.
It's a sign, you guys. They're doomed. Let's be real.
He stayed silent.
I mean,
silent.
I like that as well.
Tori.
Well.
I'm but trying to help you out, jerk. Tori. Still not the jerk, though. Answered. We're jerk. Split, baby.
All right, Tori, have a good day.
You guys, too.
Appreciate the call,
bye.
Man. Good to hear from you.
All right, let's go to a female. Leah's in Greenfield and see what she thinks. Hi, Leah.
Tiebreaker.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
The dudes were split in the middle. One was jerk, one was not a jerk. Is this guy a jerk for how he proposed to his girlfriend from this awkward video?
From what you guys said, I'll still stick with not a jerk. I haven't seen the video myself, but you know, things happen, people get distracted. I'm one of those people. I have ADHD, so if I see a fish, I'm gonna pay attention to damn fish.
Same.
Ooh,
my
fish
husband's over here poking me. I'm gonna be like, Deezy, there's a fish in front of me.
Send me that video. I'm gonna put it up. Send it to me right now. I'm not even kidding.
I sent it to you already. I thought I sent it to you.
Maybe you did. I thought you just showed me on your phone.
I'll resend it. I might have. Oh, no, I sent you the croissant bread video.
You know what? You guys, this is so relatable. When you start going through the reels or TikToks you've sent to your friends, you're like, oh, wait, my bad.
No,
I sent you the one of the guy making croissant bread. My bad.
Yep. I just sent it in our group chat.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, funny. But nah, man, Leah got some points. But the reality is, he tapped her silently. I know it's decided not to jerk, but he tapped her silently when he could have said, hey, baby, I'm trying to talk to you real quick. Look at me. This is important. He didn't. He tapped her once, and then he regressed. He said, oh, I got spanked by mommy.
What if he has social anxiety?
Why are you proposing in public?
Obviously, that's a lot. There's people looking. He's nervous, too. It's not just something for the
honestly,
female. Ask somebody that I
you're right.
Knows.
No,
I'm like, here we go.
We're at the point,
Leah, you right.
Doesn't.
You right. 100%. Exactly. Who doesn't? But then why are you doing it in public to appease other
Seriously.
People if you got social anxiety? Papa, we passed that. It's 2025.
Don't you feel like you could go in public and be like, raise your hand if you don't have social anxiety?
Everybody's hands down.
You might have like 2 out of 100 raise their hand.
2 out of 100,000, maybe.
Oh, man.
All right. Nah, Leah,
right,
you're right,
Leah,
though.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Of course. You too, guys.
Much
bye.
Love. Bye.
Not the jerk. I still didn't get the video. I don't know. Did you send it to me or not?
It's in IG, yeah. So I told you I sent it in our group chat.
Instagram.
Yes.
I'm so dumb.
I sent it to
I thought you sent it to my text.
No. I sent it to Kiss and you. So it's like we got it all up in there. We could just, you know, transfer it right up direct.
Wait. You didn't send it to me. You sent it to me and Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee.
Oh, well, shout out Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee.
That's the wrong group chat, DZ.
Oops. I just sent it to the first one that popped up, bro. You know I don't be technologizing.
Donna's like, why did DZ send me a proposal video?
Well, when she listens back on the Odyssey app, she will understand. Plus, it's 9.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. All right. I'm putting it up right now on our Instagram story. You can go watch it. Okay. We got to give away these Wiz Khalifa tickets and then Dumpster Fire Dating.
Oh,
are you ready?
No, Allie, you didn't hear the last pair of tickets we can't give away anymore.
DZ,
it's something
lie.
Crazy. Like
DZ.
Something about like logistics and them already being in my pocket. So, yeah.
DZ, not true. 414-533-1037. You
Fine.
Could go see Wiz Khalifa at the Rave on May 24th if you're caller 23 right now. 414-533-1037. Good luck, caller 23. Oh, you want Dumpster Fire Dating? Well, hold on. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You ready for this, DZ?
Me? Are you ready for this, Florida girl?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Look at this. I pulled the mic off the stand for this. This is how serious I am about this.
Oh, dang. We going a cappella?
Yes. Okay, so DZ, it's time for dumpster fire dating. Is this weird that my dad's in the room?
Can he hear you?
Yeah, he can hear me.
Yes.
Dad, do you think it's weird that I'm talking about my dating life in front of you or no? He said he hasn't heard a thing and he doesn't care. Great.
Perfect.
Stan does not care. He's not even listening to the show.
He's going
to
walk even further away now.
He actually did. He just walked off.
Yep. Knew
left
it.
Me.
He said, I'm going to go check the garage.
Oh my God, he shut the door on me and everything. He went to the bedroom and shut the door.
He said, nah, son. I mean, daughter.
He's avoiding me. He knows he doesn't want to be on the radio because he knows his kid. Okay, so I'm in Florida at my parents'. My mom fell and broke her hip, which is not funny.
No.
But we had to make the most of it. So I brought the equipment down. I've got to come home tonight because my children have no one to watch them.
Your kids need you.
Unfortunately, my ex was already leaving town with his wife, or they were leaving town, so I have to come back,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be back again, but my sister were rotating. So yesterday, we were on the air, and I'm here at my parents' house, and I said, DZ, I said, should I turn on the dating apps in Florida and get a whole new pool of men? Now, granted, I have no time to date. I spend all day at the hospital. We're going to get off the air and I'm basically going to drive 10 minutes to the hospital and hang out with my mom all day. She's in a hospital rehab right now for her hip. She has to get better. She can't walk, right?
Right.
So she's doing all this rehab all day, this PT and stuff. So I'm going to go over there, but I'm there till 8 p.m. And then I'm tired because I did the show. I hung out with my parents all day. I'm exhausted.
Well, now you got to travel again too.
And now I got to travel again late tonight. So
but that's a lot of excuses though, because you do got time. 8 p.m. is still early in the day, and you are quite youthful, miss.
Do you know what I did last night when I left the hospital?
What'd you do?
Let me tell you.
You hit up a guy.
I drove to 7-Eleven because they're everywhere in Florida.
Everywhere. They're like Quick Trips in Wisconsin, dog. It's wild.
That part. I drove to 7-Eleven. I bought a package of wings. You know how they make I bought wings.
Oh, the pre-made? Yeah, of course.
And I drove back to my parents' house. And I ate 5 wings, and I went to bed.
Tore them wings up and then passed out.
No, wait. I cleaned the kitchen. I ate 5 wings. I cleaned the kitchen for my dad. I ate 5 wings, and then I went
to
bed.
And then I passed out.
So when would I date being in Florida? But
you could have met a man at 7-Eleven. I don't know.
I could have met a man at the hospital.
You could? Oh,
every doctor. Oh, my God. Every doctor. I'm looking at their hand. I'm like, is he married?
Or did he just take the ring off because he's got surgery?
So I thought, well, you know what? I don't have time. So what I did was I opened up the apps and I thought, well, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I've opened up the app, it's geolocated to Florida.
Okay.
So when I start looking again, if I decide to look at my Hinge or my Bumble, I'm going to have Milwaukee and Florida guys in there, right?
Think
about
that.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
So you did swipe on a couple?
No, I didn't swipe. Oh. I just opened it so it would locate to Florida so that they could match with me. Does that make sense?
I thought that you had to swipe for them to like save or like be able to start a conversation at least.
The app says I'm in Florida right now, which means they can swipe on me.
Okay.
So get this, though. Just when we thought that was the solution to me finding a man, we're going to find a Florida man. Oh, no.
What?
All my dreams came true yesterday.
You found a doctor.
You're never going to believe. You're going to die.
What?
So I decided to go for a walk in the middle of the day when my mom had physical therapy. So the physical therapist comes in, takes her. I said, I'll be back. I'm going to go spend this hour outside walking because otherwise I'm inside the hospital.
I'm not doing anything. Right. I'm not doing anything outside.
It's 80.
I get it. Let me catch some vitamin D real quick since I'm here. What?
She's on the 8th floor of this hospital.
Okay.
So I got to go down 8 floors. So it's stopping for everybody on the way down.
Oh, yeah. 7, 6, 5.
So I get in on the 8th. The elevator goes down 2 floors. It stops. I start to get off. I go, oh, not the right floor. And this doctor walks in. I swear to God, you guys. Walks in. I'm like, we're alone in the elevator, you guys. Hot. My age. I look right at his hand. No ring. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Snap.
So now me and him are, and what do? I freak out. I look down. I freak out. And I look at my
and
phone.
And I look down.
I freaked out, you guys. So I look down. And just like the heavens have opened up, you can't make this up. We go down 2 more floors. We get to 4. Another hot doctor. I'm like,
what is this, Grey's Anatomy?
It felt like that. I'm now in the elevator with 2 hot doctors, you guys.
With McDreamy and McGoddang.
You ready for this? It gets stuck.
So now if anything happens emergency-wise, you've got doctors now. You know what I mean?
I'm like, this is amazing and awkward all at the same time. Right?
Right.
So now we're all standing in the elevator.
Allie and 2 single doctors.
I'm dying, you guys. I'm like,
my dreams are coming true.
This is like a dream. Like, we're stuck in the elevator.
Did DZ set this up?
In fact, the only problem was there were 2 and I only needed 1. That was overwhelming.
Keep them options open, dog.
But I thought, this is like a dream for a single woman. You're stuck in an elevator with 2 hot doctors.
Allie said they're about to start fighting for for me any second.
So then I did what any normal person would do. I kept looking down at my phone awkwardly because I didn't know what else to do. I was so nervous. I was leaned up against the wall and I'm just like, oh,
trying
God.
To corner it.
God.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
I'll just look at my phone. Just do, 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 do. And then the elevator got unstuck. I'm like, damn. So then I look up.
Magic looking like, no! Let Allie scream, no!
Never mind!
I was just mustering up the courage.
We get to three, and they're like, oh, this is us. I'm like, no!
Me too,
back.
Boys. Me too.
Damn it, I was going to one.
You ain't holler at none of them.
No, neither. I looked down. I was so, but I thought to myself, if this wasn't the dream I've been asking for, I'm stuck in an elevator with two hot doctors in another state. They don't even know me.
They don't even know nothing about me.
Nothing. This is like a dream. And I really felt like a Grey's Anatomy moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got ruined. So
please
the point
tell
is,
me. Okay, you at least saw one
I got
more
nothing.
One more doctor, right? One more cute doctor?
No, because every time I saw a doctor, like in the wild,
mm-hmm.
I freaked out and looked down.
Oh, gosh.
I'm telling you, they made me nervous. You know, like most men don't make me nervous. No. They're too intimidating. These doctors are too intimidating.
That's for me and you are the same. Doctors also make me nervous.
I'm like, that guy, he spent so many years in school. Please.
Dog, I get nervous around
doctors.
He's
way too smart for me.
Medically, the way you get nervous around doctors, flirtatiously.
Yes. I started panicking.
I get it. I panic around them too. They also make me sweaty.
Well, and it's not like I don't go in the elevator with people up and down at this hospital. It's the fact that this one time I left and these two, I'm like, you can't make this up.
You really couldn't.
And I'm already uncomfortable with the one doctor. So when the doors opened and the second one got in, I went, oh.
Oh my gosh.
And then they're talking. So I'm like, they know each other?
Clearly they know each other.
I'm like, oh God.
Well, I mean, they are doctors.
I want to know
them. In the same hospital.
But there's eight floors. You know what I mean?
What are the odds you see them today, dog? Straight up. What do you think? You know what I mean? You're going to be there at the same place. Say you go downstairs at the same time.
I wish I had noted what time it was. I could stalk them with their schedule.
What, can you look back at your mom's schedule from yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It was 3:30. It was 3:30.
It was 3:30. Look at you.
Doctors are all over the place, though. Come on.
Well, I bet you.
Her PT was at 3:30. That was the time I left.
I know what Allie's going to be doing between 3 and 4 o'clock today. Uh-huh, taking that spin in the elevator.
I'm literally going to be riding the elevator up and down all day. Like, that's all I'm doing today.
Allie's going to be 7'6'5", and 6'5 is the height. That's not even the floor. She's looking for 6'5".
So, in conclusion today on Dumpster Fire Dating, I got stuck in an elevator with two hot doctors. It was a Grey's Anatomy moment. I did nothing but freaked out and looked down. I did open the apps. I did not swipe, and that's where we're at. I'll be back tonight, everybody, okay? And back to Milwaukee, men, we have it. Until 2 weeks from now, okay?
The elevator opened, and Allie said, anxiety!